Yes, life is back to normal, not the new normal here in Northern California, and thanks to those who've asked. And with the return of normalcy comes another scary fall ritual for those of us with children. And no, I don't mean Halloween. My youngest is a graduating senior and currently undergoing the ritual hazing ordeal known as college admissions. Unsurprisingly, I've seen a spate of articles about the rampant stupidity in the process, and one metric stands out in those articles as particularly asinine: the college admissions rate. It is a fabulously stupid metric, designed to be a proxy for how selective a college is, and thus how attractive it must be, on the old Groucho Marx theory we all implicitly believe. The admissions rate is simply the number of accepted students divided by the number of total applicants. It's a great way to choose a college, right? Even when first used, it was at best a poor proxy for something we all know anyway, which is how famous a university is. Well-known colleges will attract more applicants, and given a fixed number of slots, will necessarily be more selective. That would, in and of itself, actually be meaningful if all universities attracted identical populations and selected on the same criteria. Since they don't. But the real problem with the metric is that it turned out to be easily gameable. And yes, there is a lesson here, because the negative impact of gameable metrics can far outstrip whatever benefits and measurement they provide. In this case, college admissions offices realized that while they didn't have the ability to improve the faculty-to-student ratio, that's hard, expensive, and out of their control, or the social mobility of their graduates, that's pretty much impossible, they could influence the number of applicants they received. Just recruit more applicants! It's cheap and easy to buy applicant names from the College Board, send them catalogs and slick marketing pitches, and get kids to apply. Most premier colleges have even sacrificed having unique applications, making do with cookie-cutter ones to make it as easy as possible to apply. To heck with getting the right students. Back in my day, I remember having to plow through 10 completely different application forms, many of which were brutally exhaustive and quite revealing. I knew I had no chance of getting into Princeton when my application was about two-thirds white space, where all the clubs I'd led and the activities I'd done were supposed to go. No longer. Now it's one common essay along with an extended form tweet on why X college is your heart's desire. Getting more applicants allows colleges to reject more kids and be more selective, boosting their overall ratings, which then became a vicious, virtuous cycle because good ratings boosted their profile, which boosts your admissions. It's kind of like SEO. Who benefited from this? I know the universities get dinged for cynically getting kids to waste their money and then rejecting them, but the university didn't actually benefit at all. They spent money to get the application, money to evaluate it, and all they really did was keep their heads above water in the competition to get noticed. No one, I think, will suggest the students benefit. No, the only real beneficiaries are the rating publishers and the College Board, both of whom make out quite well and aren't hurt at all. As is often the case, the people most impacted by a gameable metric aren't the ones benefiting from it. It's easy to pick holes in manifestly stupid processes like college admissions, but chances are your organization has its own set of completely gameable metrics with exactly similar consequences. Net promoter score, bounce rates, and the engagement rate I covered once before are all great and all too common examples right here on the farm.